Okay. Hello, good morning. It's Monday morning, the something of October 8th, I believe. Okay, today we are talking about, well, we're not yet. We might be later. I am talking about Nokia and their recent article on how accessible their phones are, or are to become, or have become lately, or something, in a very Steve Jobs esque sort of attempt to woo us all with I don't know about actuality, but aspirations. They've certainly talked about ambitions this morning on their tweets around accessibility, and so I'm going to rant about that for a little bit. Nokia, if you're listening, and I will tweet this for you or to you so that you hear it, and I challenge you to reply, Nokia or Nokia Access, and to reply meaningfully, because frankly you don't have very good access, especially in the arena of screen reading software. And I think your latest article only alludes to that fact and says sort of, you know, that it's not a fully functional screen reader, tra-la-la. Well then, we're not interested, I don't think, most of us. I was had a Nokia before the N, I had a 65 something or some which had talks on it, and talks at that point was owned, it may still be, but by Nuance, who have since been taken over by Apple, of course. Then I had the N85, I had the N86, and the N96, not quite in that order, but yeah. And they were all using third-party software. And frankly, you know, I just got fed up with it. You know, these third parties were, even though Nuance was a big company, I don't think they were investing too much. You know, it's one or two people working on talks. I think, to be fair, Code Factory had a good crack at it and came up with reasonable access. But it was always, oh great, yes, we're accessing the calendar now. Oh, but there's still a big bug in it, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And it was always because they were having to grapple with your software and work it the best they could. And then I think it was the N8 that came out, and we had that stupid advert. I mean, fair play to the guy in it, who was a VI photographer, totally blind, I believe. And there was that advert, wasn't there, where they were talking about how great Nokia N8 was, and there was a guy taking a photo with the camera. And at that point, the camera could by no means be described as accessible. So, you know, it was ironic that you chose the most inaccessible feature of your phone at that time to try to show someone accessing it. Utterly ridiculous, quite honestly. You know, someone like Canon or Pentax could have done the same and claimed the same, and it wouldn't have made any difference. Your phone and your camera were not accessible at that point. Certainly the camera wasn't, if the phone was by to some extent. But you know, we've got past sending text messages and the ability to see how many battery signals we've got, and to see how much network coverage we've got. You know, we send we're fully internet able now. So anyway, my challenge to you is that if you say your phones are accessible, you can come and watch me, or I'll come to you and you can watch me using my iPhone, and you can watch my productivity with that, and the amount of apps that I can use, social apps, leisure apps, business apps, and how much that having a phone out of the box that's accessible actually means. Now, we can all land on Apple and fault them for various things, and I will and have, because that seems to be the way to get things done, really. It's a fair enough community, you know. If you're going to build something and we're going to buy it, then we have at the same customer rights and consumer rights as anyone else, and it helps you. It helps shape your future product, as is the case with Apple, as should be the case with you. So, as I said, I will tweet this to you. Make sure you get the link, and I'll challenge you to, with reasonable training, I will be open and I will train on your software, and we will see. Once I know that software well, which is the most accessible, and I would suggest until you know, I'm absolutely sure that I won't be as productive using your software. So that being the case, it will inform you, hopefully, as to what you can do better. Now, quite honestly, I don't need excuses about, oh, well, it's taken us so long to do this and do that and do the other. You know, I had a Nokia for 10 years. You're a well-established company. You know, I've stuck with you for quite a good while. And as I said, you allowed third-party providers to do your work for you. And you could have done something more yourselves earlier. So there it is, it's out there. You can agree, you can disagree, you can tell me I'm talking out of my proverbial, whatever, that's fine. I thank you all for listening, and the bus has stopped now. I think the man wants to go to the toilet. We will wait. I don't intend to go anywhere because the bus is taking me to where I want to go. So, unless I'm going to walk. Anyway, that's an aside. I hope you found it amusing, as well as my serious points being taken seriously. Goodbye.